Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to visit Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh today to lay foundation stone and inaugurate several development projects worth over 17,600 crore rupees. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh releases fifth positive indigenization list in New Delhi for self-reliance in defence sector. Highly complex systems, sensors, weapons and ammunition for armed forces included in the list. Death toll due to flash flood in Sikkim rises to 14, 102 missing. At Asian Games in China, India chasing medals in archery, squash, hockey and wrestling in action-packed day 12 in Hangzhou. And in cricket, men's ODI World Cup kicks off with defending champions England taking on New Zealand in Ahmedabad this afternoon. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh today. The Prime Minister will first travel to Rajasthan, where he will lay the foundation stone and dedicate multiple development projects in various sectors like road, rail, aviation, health and higher education worth 5,000 crore rupees in Jodhpur. He will also address a public meeting. Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone of important projects for strengthening the health infrastructure in Rajasthan. The projects include 350-bedded trauma center and critical care hospital block at All India Institute of Medical Sciences in Jodhpur and 7 critical care blocks under Pradhan Mantri Ayushman Bharat Health Infrastructure Mission to be developed across the state. The Prime Minister will also dedicate to the nation IIT Jodhpur campus. The state-of-the-art campus has been built at a cost of more than 1,135 crore rupees. For upgrading the infrastructure at Central University of Rajasthan, the Prime Minister will dedicate to the nation Central Instrumentation Laboratory, Staff Quarters and Yoga and Sports Science Building. More from our correspondent.
The Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone for the development of the state-of-the-art new terminal building at Jodhpur Airport to be built at a cost of ₹480 crore. In a step that will improve road infrastructure in Rajasthan, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of multiple road development projects at a cost of about ₹1,475 crore, including four-laning of Karwar to Dangiyawas section of Jodhpur Ring Road. Mr. Modi will flag off two new train services in Rajasthan. These include a new train Runicha Express connecting Jaisalmer to Delhi and a new heritage train connecting Marwar Junction to Khambli Ghat. Jitendra Dwivedi, Akashvani News, Jaipur.
In the afternoon, Mr. Modi will reach Jabalpur in Madhya Pradesh, where he will inaugurate, lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation development projects worth more than 12,600 crore rupees in sectors like road, rail, gas, pipeline, housing and clean drinking water. Our correspondent reports the Prime Minister will also perform Bhumi Pujan of Virangna Rani Durgavati Smarak or Udyan.
Virangna Rani Durgavati Smarak or Udyan will be built in Jabalpur in an area of 21 acres at a cost of about Rs. 100 crore. In this, a 52-feet high statue of Rani Durgavati and a museum showing the history of Gondwana region will be built. Along with this, the Prime Minister will inaugurate the lighthouse project of Indore. More than 1,000 families will benefit from this project of 128 crore rupees under the PM Awas Yojana Urban. The Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone for several road projects at a cost of around Rs. 4,800 crore and inaugurate railway projects at a cost more than Rs. 1,850 crore. With Surbhi Tiwari, Prashant Sharma, Akashvani News, Jabalpur.
The government has increased the LPG subsidy per cylinder by 100 rupees for the Ujjwala Yojana beneficiaries. Information and Broadcasting Minister Anurag Singh Thakur briefed the media about the decision taken in the Union Cabinet meeting in New Delhi yesterday.
बहुत बड़ी योजना जिसने एक बहुत बड़ा बदलाव उनके स्वास्थ्य से लेकर उनके रोजमर्रा की जिंदगी के ऊपर किया था वो था उज्ज्वला योजना। जब रक्षाबंधन के अवसर पर छूट दी गई, 200 रूपये कम किए गए, तब रसोई गैस के सिलेंडर की कीमत 1100 से कम होकर 900 रह गई और उज्ज्वला योजना के लाभार्थियों को 200 रूपये की सब्सिडी एज इट इज चलती रही। जो घोषणा हो रही है उसमें उज्ज्वला के लाभार्थी जो बहने हैं उनको 200 रूपये की बजाय अब 300 रूपये की सब्सिडी मिलेगी, 200 से बढ़ाकर 300 कर दिया गया है।
Talking to media, Union Minister G. Kishan Reddy said the government has also approved an amendment to the Central Universities Act 2009 for setting up of Samakka Saraka Central Tribal University in Telangana.
लैंड सेंट्रल गवर्नमेंट को हैंडओवर किया है, उसके बाद आदरणीय प्रधानमंत्री जी नरेंद्र मोदी जी इस ट्राइबल यूनिवर्सिटी का गठन करने का कैबिनेट में निर्णय किया है। लगभग 889 करोड़ फर्स्ट फेज में एलोकेशन हुआ है। तेलंगाना में एक मुडगुड डिस्ट्रिक्ट है, उसी गांव में इस ट्राइबल यूनिवर्सिटी का गठन करने का निर्णय हुआ है। वनदेवता के नाम पर इस ट्राइबल यूनिवर्सिटी का गठन करने का निर्णय हुआ है। समक्का सारक्का सेंट्रल ट्राइबल यूनिवर्सिटी के नाम पर इस यूनिवर्सिटी काम करेगा।
रक्षा मंत्री राजनाथ सिंह लॉन्च द नेवीज अपडेटेड इंडिजिनस प्रोग्राम स्वावलंबन 2.0 इन न्यू दिल्ली यस्टरडे। स्पीकिंग एट द इंडियन नेवीज नेवल इनोवेशन एंड इंडिजिनाइजेशन ऑर्गेनाइजेशन सेमिनार स्वावलंबन, मिस्टर सिंह सेड दैट सेल्फ रिलायंस इज द अटमोस्ट प्रायोरिटी सिंस द मोदी गवर्नमेंट केम टू पावर। ड्यूरिंग द इवेंट रक्षा मंत्री ऑल्सो रिलीज द फिफ्थ पॉजिटिव इंडिजिनाइजेशन लिस्ट ऑफ डिपार्टमेंट ऑफ मिलिट्री अफेयर्स कम्प्राइजिंग 98 आइटम्स। हाईली कॉम्प्लेक्स systems, sensors, weapons and ammunition have been included in the list. All these items will be procured from indigenous sources as per provisions given in the Defence Acquisition Procedure 2020 in staggered timeline. Speaking about the list, the Raksha Mantri said these 98 items in this list are a big step in the self-reliance of the defence sector.
अब तक 411 items की 4 positive indigenization list जारी हो चुकी है। आज इस महत्वपूर्ण अवसर पर फिफ्थ पॉजिटिव इंडिजिनाइजेशन लिस्ट को रिलीज हम लोगों ने किया है और इससे सचमुच मुझे बेहद प्रसन्नता हुई है और इस लिस्ट में 98 आइटम्स हैं। अब कुल 509 आइटम्स की 5 पॉजिटिव इंडिजिनाइजेशन लिस्ट ये जारी हो चुकी है। हमारे डिफेंस सेक्टर की आत्मनिर्भरता में मैं इसे एक बड़े कदम के रूप में देखता हूं।
Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports Anurag Singh Thakur will inaugurate a two-day state-level youth festival organized by Nehru Yuva Kendra Sangathan at Raipur in Chhattisgarh today. Our correspondent has the details.
The two-day youth festival in Chhattisgarh is being held at the Rawatpura University campus in Raipur. Nearly 500 youths from 28 districts of Chhattisgarh will participate in this festival. Painting, poetry, mobile photography, speech and group dance competitions will be organized during the festival. The winning participants of the state-level competition will have the opportunity to participate in the National Youth Festival. This program will align with the 5 pledges set by Prime Minister Narendra Modi for Amrit Kaal. Union Minister Shri Thakur will also launch media apps during his visit to Raipur today. Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Raipur.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. In Sikkim, the death toll following devastating flash flood has mounted to 14, while around 102 people are reported to be missing. The flash floods was triggered by the sudden glacial lake outburst over Lonak Lake in North Sikkim in the Teesta River in Lachin Valley yesterday. Search operation is underway. 3 teams of NDRF are deployed for this purpose. 2 more teams from Guwahati and Patna are ready to be rushed to Sikkim. The NDRF team from Chungthang will be airlifted when the weather permits. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang and took stock of the situation. The Prime Minister has assured all possible support and prayed for the safety and well-being of those affected in the wake for this unfortunate natural calamity. NCP MP PP Muhammad Faisal has been disqualified from the membership of Lok Sabha after the Kerala High Court refused to suspend his conviction in an attempt to murder case. The Lok Sabha table office said Muhammad Faisal, who was representing the Lakshadweep parliamentary constituency of the Union Territory of Lakshadweep, stands disqualified from the Lok Sabha from the date of his conviction on 11th of January this year. BJP National President J.P. Nadda will visit Bihar today. He will attend the birth centenary celebrations of party's founder leader Kailash Pati Mishra in Patna. During his visit, Mr. Nadda will also interact with BJP leaders of the state unit. BJP National Spokesperson and former Union Minister Ravi Shankar Prasad told the media in Patna that during the day-long visit, the BJP president will hold several meetings as well. On to sports. At the ongoing Asian Games in China, Indian contingent is chasing medals in archery, squash, hockey and wrestling in an action-packed Day 12 in Hangzhou today. In archery, Indian trio Surekha, Parneet and Aditi advanced to the semifinals after defeating Hong Kong in the quarterfinals this morning. In wrestling, Antim Pankhal has entered the quarterfinals after defeating Uzbekistan's Jasmina Imava in her women's freestyle 53kg pre-quarterfinals. In squash, the pair of Deepika Palikal and Harinder Pal Singh will be in action in the mixed doubles final, while Saurabh Ghoshal will aim for an elusive gold in men's singles final this afternoon. The women's hockey team will lock horns with host China in semi-final action in the afternoon. Yesterday, Indian contingent gave a stellar performance on day 11, winning 12 medals, including 3 gold, 5 silver and 4 bronze. With this, country's overall medal tally has risen to 81. India is currently at the 4th place in the medal standings. This is India's best ever performance at the Asian Games. The ICC Men's One Day International Cricket World Cup 2023 kicks off in Gujarat from today. The Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad is all set to host the opening match of the tournament between England and New Zealand this afternoon. The match will begin at 2 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Both the teams are finalists of the previous edition, with England being the defending champions. India will begin its campaign on Sunday against Australia at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. Meanwhile, nearly 3,500 police personnel have been deployed at the stadium in Motera area and other parts of Ahmedabad for the opening game today. We have a report.
The world's largest Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad is all set to host the opening match of the much-awaited ICC Men's Cricket World Cup today. In view of the massive rush, elaborate security arrangements including quick response teams and bomb detection disposal team squads have been deployed at the key locations. Talking to Akashwani, Secretary Gujarat Cricket Association Anil Patel said, the association has made special medical arrangements for the spectators to cater to any kind of emergency. Also, special arrangements have been made for 20 critically ill cricket fans suffering from cancer who will be accompanied by their doctors and nurses.
We have 6 medical chaos in this podium. And though we have temporary emergency hospital created, a VIP lodge ke andar 2 bed ki hospital hai, semi ICU, aur dusri public ke liye sports complex mein 6 bed ki, saath mein pure city mein 6 ambulance deputed rahegi, semi ICU ambulance rahegi, jo physical handicap disabled hai, uske liye bhi alag suvidha.
Aparna Khund, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Navneet Singh.
Thank you, Anuja. All the papers have mentioned about India's medal tally shooting up to unprecedented 81 medals in Asian Games. India scores a bullseye, writes a top front page headline in the Pioneer for the javelin gold. Trio wins chemistry Nobel for quantum dots, reports the Hindu. Canada seeks private talks to defuse row, cites the Asian age. Experts see the Cricket World Cup adding up to 10 basis points to India's growth this quarter, states the Economic Times. And finally, free tickets and coupons, women to pack stands today for the World Cup opener. As the stage is set for nearly 40,000 women from across Ahmedabad to watch the World Cup opening match for free, writes the Indian Express. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Navneet. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to visit Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh today to lay foundation stone and inaugurate several development projects worth over 17,600 crore rupees. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh releases fifth positive indigenization list in New Delhi for self-reliance in defense sector. Highly complex systems, sensors, weapons and ammunition for armed forces included in the list. Death toll due to flash flood in Sikkim rises to 14, 102 missing. At Asian Games in China, India chasing medals in archery, squash, hockey and wrestling in action-packed Day 12 in Hangzhou. And in cricket, Men's ODI World Cup kicks off with defending champions in Ahmedabad this afternoon. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.